Hey Danielle.
Hey Eve, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Mm. How about yourself?
Mm. Excellent.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So anything new?
Well, I've just actually been reading about the protests in Brazil. Have you heard a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've heard a little bit. Could you tell me some more about that?
Yeah, sure. Well, as you know, next year the World Cup is being held in Brazil.
Yes.
And so there, a lot of money is being spent by the Brazilian government to build the stadium and prepare Brazil for this event.
Yeah.
But I hear that the people are unhappy that so much money is being used, so much of the country's money is being used to build the stadium.
Yeah. Wow. So what would they rather the country's money be spent on?
Well, I guess hospitals, healthcare, sort of, you know, homelessness, that sort
of
thing.
Yeah.
More like really important things. Some people don't think that, I guess, sport is as important as basic healthcare.
Yeah. I can agree with that, I think.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I think the World Cup will bring tourists and money into the country too.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I guess the local people can't really see the long run at the moment.
Yeah, it's difficult when your basic needs aren't being met to think so far into the future.
Yeah, I don't know much about this, but I heard that the protests there now are pretty violent, really dangerous.
Right.
So the police are using rubber bullets in the crowd and tear gas.
Wow, that's really extreme.
It's really extreme for a sport. It's like just for a sports event, I think.
Right.
Yeah, but I guess it's about basic human rights too.
Yeah, it's bigger than sports, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's bigger than taxes and yeah. It's kind of heavy, isn't it? It's kind of a serious topic.
Yeah. Do you have any lighter topics?
Sure.
Have you seen anything in the news recently?
Yeah. I heard that Mount Fuji was made a World Heritage Site.
Oh, I did hear that too. Can you tell me a little bit more?
Yeah. So UNESCO designated Mount Fuji a World Heritage Site in April this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's because it's not just a natural site. It's a cultural site, like it's a place of worship for Japanese people and it inspires a lot of art. It's really important to...
Yeah, it's sort of like a big symbol of Japan.
It is.
When you
it's
imagine
world
Japan,
famous.
You imagine like Mount Fuji and like, the rising sun.
It's really important. And I don't think it's a bad thing to make it a World Heritage Site, but some people say that, oh, it's just a mountain. It's not even the biggest mountain. It's not...
The most
beautiful
mountain.
Yeah.
But I think from a distance, Mount Fuji is really
beautiful. Yeah, me too. Have you ever climbed Mount Fuji?
No, but recently I went to Kawaguchiko, which is near Mount Fuji.
Oh, yeah?
And it's really stunning. Mount Fuji is really
from a distance.
Beautiful from a distance.
Yeah, but when you're on it, I climbed Mount Fuji a couple of years ago. It's just a line of people ahead of you and a line of people behind you.
It's not so natural.
Yeah, it's quite crowded.
Yeah.
So some people are kind of worried that it'll become even more crowded.
Yeah.
And there'll be problems with garbage and things like that.
I've heard that even since Mount Fuji was declared a World Heritage Site, the numbers have, like, increased a lot.
Wow.
So already, becoming a problem.
Yeah. What do you think, what should we do to decrease garbage? Like, should we limit the amount of people that can go up the mountain in a day? Or, like, what can we do to make this problem?
Yeah, I guess that could work. Yeah, I think you could do that. I think we could also have some really good advertising campaigns to promote recycling and to encourage people to take out their rubbish as well. So just to take enough, like, not to take too much waste in. Not to take too much in and to take all of their waste out.
Yeah, about being responsible for your own garbage. I think that's really important.
Yeah, so I think a lot of places do that. Hey, look, I've got to go and catch the bus. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about it later.
Yeah, maybe we can climb Mount Fuji one day.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I've never climbed it, but it's something I should do while I'm in Japan.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Yeah, all right, Danielle, lovely talking to you.
Yeah, it was really nice. See you later.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.